Wellington Rugby League have partnered with Healthy Families Hutt Valley to change lives through the game of rugby league with their new smokes-free sport initiative kicking off this April. The initiative, powered by Wellington Rugby League, aims to drive home the message that by creating supportive physical and social environments which are smoke-free and vape-free, we can affect change and be positive role models for our tamariki and rangatahi. Wellington Rugby League CEO Andre Whittaker joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Kia rana, and thank you for your time today, Andre.
Oh, kia rana, Brian. Wonderful to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to say a few words on the show today. Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, firstly, Andre, can you tell us more about this great initiative?
Yeah, look, I guess one thing for sport, and obviously with rugby league, people think about tackling and running and passing and kicking the ball and the NRL and that sort of thing. But a huge part for sport now is understanding the part that they play in communities and around well-being. So for us, looking after our people, having a focus on well-being is critical to us being able to have a great game. So if we look after our community and that's around their well-being and health, we know our game's going to be in good condition.
Andre, talk to me more, please, about how the partnership with Healthy Families Hutt Valley came about.
Yeah, sure. Look, it's been great. I guess there's been an alignment between the values of both of our organisations. So for Wellington Rugby League, look, we've had a new board. I've come into the position and a refocus for the game. And one of the things for us has been looking at, as I said earlier, enhancing the morale of our people, looking at well-being from the perspective of not only health, but also physical and holistic well-being. And, you know, that aligned nicely with Healthy Families Hutt Valley. And I guess we were able to partner with them and be an organisation that can reach into the community and help achieve goals for their organisation, which is also based around whānau. It's based around healthy living, and it's based around providing flourishing communities, and in this case, through rugby league.
Now, in terms of the initiative, Andre, how will it be rolled out, and you know, what will it look like across Wellington Rugby League clubs?
Yeah, sure. Look, the first thing is we've started, if you like, a soft rollout of the program, and that's very much through highlighting through social media that we're kicking off the program. Look, I've been going through a process of talking to all of our clubs, all of our club chairs, to let them know that this is what we'll be focusing on, healthy living, smoke-free environments, and we're also talking about things like having smoke-free and alcohol-free grounds around the fields that we play. So to roll it out, we'll be having a major launch at the end of May, where we'll be having a week of acknowledgement and talking about smoke-free and what that means for our tamariki, rangatahi and whānau. What happens in rugby league here with our junior grades is each week a club hosts all of the junior clubs at one ground. So during those hostings, each week over the season, we will promote and we will champion smoke-free. And that'll be through some simple ways, like firstly, we'll be having some of our banners around smoke-free up at the grounds. And then we'll be having individual smoke-free champions just walking around and talking to people. Because we know some of our whānau forget and turn up and maybe they'll light up a cigarette, and we'll just be there to remind them and say, hey, look, by the way, you know, we're championing smoke-free for our game and for our tamariki, and offering support and advice, if need be, to help people to be able to quit smoking.
How long is the partnership for initially, and are you looking at ongoing events to continue to promote the healthy message, Andre?
Yeah, so, sure. So this particular initiative is going to be just for this season. So that's as far ahead as we're looking at this stage. But obviously, we'll be looking at what we've learned from this and how we can extend that and do more. Certainly from talking to our partners with Healthy Families Hutt Valley, there's a view to a bigger picture and how we might be able to have a model this here in this part of the country, and actually what might that look like on a bigger scale across New Zealand rugby league perhaps. But really also pointing out that the smoke-free side of it, while that's, yes, that is a huge part of what we're championing, it's around other things around the game. As I said, alcohol-free sidelines, it's about sideline behaviour from parents, and supporters. It's about things in the game like concussion, which are a huge issue. And then it's also about talking, what does holistic wellbeing mean to our people, specifically as we're a huge Māori Pacific community.
If we look at the social scene of rugby league, and certainly in my experience playing for the mighty Porirua Phoenix back in the late 80s or St. George there, not name dropping, but, you know, alcohol, smoking, all part of the, you know, the sort of social fabric of, you know, rugby league generally. Do you notice that it still plays a big part socially, especially, you know, after games and prize givings, Andre?
Well, certainly it is a part socially, like any other part of social community in New Zealand. But one thing I can say at a higher level, if you like, alcohol advertising and obviously cigarettes advertising has long gone from the game. We can all remember back in the days when there were things like the Winfield Cup and the Lion Red Cup. We no longer see those things in the game. And in fact, New Zealand Rugby League has taken the stance to ensure that things like alcohol aren't part of promoting our game. But certainly in terms of the social scene, yes, that is still prevalent, where people do enjoy a beer, people do have a cigarette, have a smoke. And I guess the messaging behind this is saying, just think about our tamariki, think about our rangatahi and whānau, and that's the focus. And how is what you're doing enhancing their mana and creating a better life for them?
Andre, do you, as far as you're aware, are there any other, you know, rugby league associations across the country that are, you know, entering into similar partnerships or have these types of initiatives, or for Wellington Rugby League being the pioneer, you know, in this instance?
Yeah, look, not that I know of, Brian. Look, that may well have been. I've just come into this role in the last 7 weeks, so certainly in my view, from what I've seen from connecting with other of my peers around the country, haven't seen directly initiatives like this. So we're really proud to be able to champion and lead out on this and look at how that uptake might happen across other areas within our sport.
And of course, where can people find out more about this wonderful initiative between the Wellington Rugby League and Healthy Families Hutt Valley, please, Andre?
Yeah, it's certainly through social media, so on our Facebook page, which people can go to and have a look at. You'll be able to see when we will be having our champion events to kick off our smoke-free weekends and what we'll be doing around the grounds. And, of course, the Hutt Valley Healthy Families website and social media page will be able to get the get similar links to understand and see what's going on.
CEO for Wellington Rugby League, Andre Whittaker, me taki mata, thank you so much for your time today, Andre, and all the best for the upcoming season. I think it kicks off on the 10th of April or so. So all the best for the upcoming season, and thank you again. Ka kite. Thank you.
Thank you. Me taki mata. Thank you.